Report: gang member kills two officers after receiving plea deal on gun charges under LADA George Gaskin. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 16, 2022. Fox News correspondent Bill Milligan reports that the individual who killed two officers in El Monte on Tuesday was a gang member who was out on the streets because of Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin's policies. Mike Bloomberg affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety ranks California number one in the country for gun law strength. Breitbart News noted that California has universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a red flag law, gun registration requirements, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a ban on carrying a gun on a college campus for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense, a background check requirement for ammunition purchases, and a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can purchase in a given month, among other controls. Additionally, ammunition purchases are only allowed if made through a state-approved vendor. But Fox News's Milligan tweeted that the state's gun laws are some of the toughest, if they are enforced. He then noted that DA Gaskin's office gave a felon/gang member W/a prior strike a plea deal for probation on his gun charge instead of prison. He killed two cops on Tuesday. The Los Angeles Times reports that the suspect who killed the two El Monte, California, officers Corporal Michael Paredes and Officer Joseph Santana has been prohibited from carrying a gun since 2011. Moreover, the suspect was arrested in 2020 and charged with possessing methamphetamine, a handgun and ammunition, and he pleaded no contest in February 2021 to possessing a firearm as a felon. Breitbart News reported that a recall effort has been launched to remove District Attorney Gaskin, who was elected in 2020 with the help of millions of dollars in spending by left-wing billionaire George Soros, from office. The recall effort reached the threshold number of signatures Wednesday for triggering a recall vote. The campaign to recall him will continue gathering additional signatures until the July 6 deadline, as insurance against the likelihood that some signatures may be mistaken or invalid. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.